worries for with me.
All right, this is Seacoast Scene. It is 3 o'clock p.m. on the dot. You're listening to WSCA LP Portsmouth, 106.1 FM Portsmouth Community Radio.
Well, I guess to hear him.
And that tune up in the background is Sean Cromwell. We get some live music for you today. Two guests that are playing tonight at the Red Door, and the first of them is Sean Cromwell. How you doing, Sean?
Good, how are you?
Good, very good. How's your trip up? Did you guys just get here today, or?
We just drove in from Portland, Maine.
Okay.
About an hour ago.
How'd you like it up there?
Oh, it was great.
Portland's a cool beautiful town.
We played up at the at One Longfellow Square.
That's a good venue.
Yeah, so that was a lot of fun. And, yeah.
Where are you coming from? Where are you from?
Well, I'm living in Los Angeles.
Okay.
And Cahalan and I are traveling together. He's originally from New Mexico. And he and I flew into Portland, Maine, I guess, last week, and then drove to Halifax, Nova Scotia.
I have been there. Yeah, I did this cruise. I mean, this is a really long time ago, but I did this weird cruise from Portland with an aunt of mine up to Halifax. And it, but it was in the winter, and it was just gray. Like, the sky was gray, the ground was gray. We went to the Citadel. I don't know. It was like a touristy thing to do.
All
right.
Oh, the big fort.
The big fort. Exactly. Okay. Yeah, yeah.
Well, it's right in the center of town, big mound of earth.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know, but it was like they told us it was a thing to do.
We did not do that, but we went to some music stores. That was like our
Now that's cool.
Touristy thing to do.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, we played a festival there that goes on every year. I think it's in its seventh year or so, called the In the Dead of Winter Music Festival. So it was pretty cool.
It sounds kind of gothic. In the Oh, because it's in the middle, yeah.
Because it's in the dead of winter.
Right, right, okay.
It's put on by a bunch of local Halifaxian singer-songwriters, and I think Kayla and I were the only two from the States, if I'm not mistaken, so...
Well, it's kind of an honor, yeah. Did you hear some good music while you're up there? I mean, there's some good Canadian music?
Yeah, cool. Definitely. No, the people that all put it on are all, great artists in their own right, and then they, select from people who entered online to be in the festival, and, so it's great.
Anyone in particular we should check out from Halifax? Or?
Oh, well, Amelia Curran is the one who kind of booked me, more or less, and she's great. I don't know if you're familiar with her.
Never heard of her, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there are a whole bunch. Can't think of them off the top of my head. But yeah, Amelia Curran was, the one that I had the most interaction with, so I'd recommend her. Yeah.
Cool.
I cannot think of the name of her CD. Can you, Kayla?
Oh, I can pull it up.
Hunter.
Okay. Yeah,
so it was pretty cool. We listened to it in the car.
Okay.
We did a trade, as us musicians are wont to do.
All right. Well, enough of other musicians. Let's hear some of Sean himself. We can kick into a song called Working Title.
Right. Which may or may not be a working title. I don't know.
We're just trying it out.
Thank you.
grasped in a stark suburban den, just marking time and places, not on my own, but somehow alone and tired of finding myself. Chorus of soft, new-flown wings took me far from home, and now I'm sort of a mess about just where home is these days. But I see by them roadside graves, trailhead up the way, might as well see where it's gone. Train running, air chimes opened up wide. Sound of four winds blowing, rising and falling, crying and calling me. Oh, calling me. Oh, calling, calling me. I said,
excellent stuff. That's Working Title. We're down here live with Sean Cromwell. And yeah, I'm looking at your bio here, and you've won like a million contests. I think
technically
you've
won any.
Okay, you're the finalist in like a million really selective contests. And one of them's called a group therapy songwriting contest. What is that?
Oh, well, that's just like a group of really, really good songwriters in Los Angeles that informally kind of get together and write songs, and then we get together and play them for one another, and kind of at the end of a session, whatever that is, I don't even remember, like a number of weeks, we have a really big songwriter come in, and together we all judge who's got the best song.
All right.
And the time that I won was Randy Sharp, who writes tons of songs, you know, that you've heard other people sing, big names from Nashville and beyond, like, you know, Emmylou Harris and Reba McEntire, where he's more primarily kind of a country thing, but he does, you know, just songs, just happens to be covered primarily by country artists. And they chose a banjo tune, which I think is on my list of things to play, called The Gristmill.
The Gristmill? We could do that next if you like.
Oh, sure. But yeah, so that's how... that's what that's all.
That's what that is? Yeah. Okay.
Nothing.
Nothing people don't come
it's
in.
It's kind
and
of more of a casual local thing, but it means a lot to me because the people who chose me were really good songwriters as opposed to whatever, you know, some
great
informal committee or something.
Right. Let me just read a quote. This is your only album out so far, right? Is the Turning of Clocks?
Yeah, it's the only one so far, and I'm hard at work on the next one.
Okay. Some of the stuff we're going to hear today is from the new one, and some's from Turning of Clocks, or is it all from...
Oh, it's kind of a mixture. I think there's two or three that are on that album.
Okay.
We can even play some stuff off the album that I wouldn't normally play, but it might kind of give you a good idea of stuff I do. I do some like little instrumental guitar rags on this album that, you know, I don't necessarily do live, but
great.
Maybe I should. I don't know.
That's cool. All good stuff. This is about his last album. And this is recorded with one microphone, a beat-up guitar, and many short sessions. Sean Cromwell's first release, entitled Turning of Clocks, is a meditation on death. Is that true? It's a meditation on death?
If that's what it says there.
They say? All right. A quote from the album's liner notes explains, in one broad stroke, the album's concept: a person who is mindful of death and impermanence progresses steadily and makes it everything a precious moment. It sounds kind of Buddhist almost, but...
Yeah.
Huh. But, I mean, it's about death. Okay.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, I guess, you know, in the Buddhist sense, you know, they tend to sort of be mindful of death, I guess, so they're prepared for it and all, you know,
right.
not only in terms of your own death, but the death of loved ones.
Death of loved ones.
As I understand it, I don't claim to be any kind of expert on Buddhism.
No,
I'm not a Buddhist. But,
right.
you know, I get that about it, you know, so I think it's a pretty cool aspect of that belief.
Right.
I myself don't hold any...
Right.
Subscribed any particular
belief
system. But anyway,
they might have just taken the word death out of, like, there's three deaths and death and taxes, and they might have just pulled it out of there. Not the Mermaids Flirt With Me is not about death, is it?
No, and I should say that that's a Mississippi John Hurt tune. Most of these are my tunes, but I do two covers, Let the Mermaids Flirt With Me, which is a Mississippi John Hurt tune, and then, of course, John Hardy Was a Desperate Little Man, which is kind of a folk roots standard or whatever, you know.
Great.
So.
Okay. All right. So you're going to do some grist mail for us now? Is that what you do?
Mail.
Okay. And this is from the new album.
Okay. Here we go. This stool is not banjo friendly, but I'll try to make it work. Yeah. All right. Gristmill at Lair ended from the way the tree was felled. Heard the newborn foundling and the nascent mother yell. Sweat falling heavy from the way the birches swayed. He was born on Christmas morning and she died on Christmas day. Pond it set frozen through the ice we fished with twine. Built a crib from broken birch and a pile of Utah pine. Soil was set in stone, dug the floor some 2 feet down. Nursed and formed the Calvin Quake and placed her in the ground. Round, round, with them from this world we're bound. For unknown shores, on seas of gray. Sing, sing, can you hear the echoes ring? That's the sound. My Lord's confounding way. Well, the millwright was a shepherd, self-described man of the word. Sang the boy's baptismal as he went for the intern. Jenny Man was a preacher's son, a boy of just 15. Stepped with this strange countenance and all that he had seen. Clean, clean, from the pink of all to me. Off from light, it's dark and afraid. Sing, sing, can you hear the echoes ring? That's the sound of our Lord's confounding way. Well, the table, it was set with all the blessings we could bear. A Christmas feast and funeral meal, bittersweet affair. The child's life was given, though his mother's took away. What's true of Christmas wonder and the Lord's confounding way? Say, say, as that final trumpets play, oh, the song of our never-ending day. Sing, sing, can you hear the echoes ring? That's the sound of our Lord's confounding way.
Gristmill, and we are live in the studio still with Sean Cromwell. I love the ending on that. It's just kind of tickling.
It was hard holding that banjo up, but
we put them in really challenging seats here. It's like a test. So both of these musicians who are going to talk to NC Cosine came early for their interview, to their credit. And
that's pretty unusual, huh?
Is it? Yeah, well, you know how musicians roll sometimes. It's good to see people on top of it. We appreciate it. But where did you hang out in Portsmouth in between early and when you needed to be?
We went downtown and just kind of walked around, looked for the venue. We like to do that just so we know where ultimately we have to go.
Right.
But
and the Red Door's kind of hidden.
Yeah, we noticed there's no sign, which is... for anyone who hears this and would like to come out, it's literally just has a red door.
Yes.
And yes. No sign. Which, but it's at the end of State Street.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so right near the bridge. I'm assuming Portsmouthians know what I'm talking about.
Do you hear that, Portsmouthians? Yeah, it's good. Did you go upstairs and actually see the inside of it?
No. We just kind of walked by. So we had like, okay, here's where we have to be at.
Yeah.
You know, 7 o'clock or whatever. Just like we came here early because, you know, we like to know where we're going. Cahalen has a keen sense of direction.
I have an all right sense
of direction. So between the two of us.
Usually get there.
Oh, yeah.
Good. That's good. Yeah, the first concert that I went to when I moved to Portsmouth was at the Red Door, and I couldn't find it. I kept walking past it either way. Yeah. Someone had to point it out. But once you get up there, it is a cozy space because they have couches, which I just think is a good idea for concerts. Like, you can just lounge with a drink on the couch looking at the band.
And I should say that, you know, I went to the Red Door. Really what it is it's at the Red Door, but it's put on by this organization, or it's like a concert series or something called Hush Hush. Is that right? Hush Hush Sweet Harlot. Cahalen kind of set this up, so he'll be able to tell you more about it. But if you go to that website, I don't think we're actually on there. It's still like to be announced. So,
okay, Hush Hush. Did you say Sweet Harlot? I'm sorry.
It's just Hush Hush.
Hush Hush. Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I'm adding words to it.
And then, so I just wanted to kind of put that out there.
Yeah.
If you were going to go to the website and look for it.
Some of our listeners do, and we stream online. They might switch over and see what's going on.
Cool.
So yeah, Hush Hush, and you can see all the musicians in the series come into the Red Door. And of course, Sean, who's playing right now, will be playing tonight. What time do you guys go on, roughly?
I think the thing starts at 8, and as I understand it, again, Cahalen's probably more on top of this, but there's a local gentleman opening or playing with us, and we're sort of on the bill with that person. So
okay, so you guys are gonna just kind of wing the order. He's first.
Yeah,
okay.
I assume he's first. Maybe he's last. Maybe we're openers. I don't know.
All right.
Cahalen and I, in planning this little tour, just sort of had to divvy up the responsibilities, you know. And mine was getting the radio show.
Good job. Good job. Did you guys know each other beforehand, or?
Yeah. We met, I don't know, maybe like a year ago or something like that, the old-fashioned way. On MySpace.
All right.
And then...
will you be my friend?
And then, just because we had similar, whatever, sounds and influences and such. You know, and then he came to L.A. and I got him a really horrible gig. And we hung out for a little bit, and then...
How was it horrible? There were no people, or...?
Well, L.A. is a weird town to try and play in because, you know, there aren't a lot of... Well, there's a lot of places to play. There's just very few that will pay you.
Yeah.
So for a traveling musician, it's not that great of a stop unless you can put together a house concert or some other kind of, you know, organized event that isn't part of the normal day-to-day music scene in Los Angeles, because
it's too big.
Bad talking to LA, it's just kind of it's a rough place to try and be a musician, let's put it that way. But I got him like a little showcase thing out in way north in the valley of Los Angeles, and, you know, nothing great. It's run by a nice guy named Mark Goldberg, and it's a really cool thing. It's just, you're not going to make any money.
And then he kind of stayed with you in L.A., and you guys played.
I think he's got grandparents in L.A. that he stayed with, but we just hung out a little, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I went and saw him at another terrible venue the night before. So.
You're a very supportive friend.
Yeah. But anyway.
So are you in, like, weather shock, or...?
Well, I'm from Michigan originally. From Detroit.
So worse there.
Really not too big. Canada was actually a little bit colder than I like.
Uh-huh.
You know, we went through Moncton, through New Brunswick, and that was just unreal.
Yeah.
cold.
Yeah, another thing I remember from the tour bus, I just would tune out during the tour bus, and I would stare out the window, and this is Nova Scotia, the stairs, like, from all, like, a lot of houses that would go to the front door were just missing. Like, you just have to take a leap to go in the front door. And I'm like, what is it about? And it was some kind of tax law. Like, the house couldn't be taxed unless it was finished, and it wasn't technically finished according to legal document if they didn't have the front stair, and that had gotten out, and
that
just a
like
bunch
an
of people
awesome
didn't have
loophole.
It. Yeah, I was wondering if it was still like that. And there's people that pictured people that had a few beers just kind of falling out their front door, like.
But you could have a temporary step that you just sort of like drag over,
right? Yeah,
and then kick it to the side. That's how my
you
mind
get back
works.
And market that. Yeah,
I'm always looking for ways around things.
All right, well, you want to, what do you play? Actually, you know what kind of reminded me of that? You got a One Step Down song. This is One Step Down Below.
Oh,
you want to play that?
That's a nice segue.
All right.
Good job. I think I'm not in that tuning, but let me put it into the right one.
Okay. I'll just talk while you do that. Red Door tonight, and you can see Sean Cromwell, and he was playing with the K.O.M. Morrison, and one of our own locals opening up for them, so it would be a great, great all-around gig.
Kahelin, do you know the guy that's opening?
I'll pull that up after the song.
Alright, well, I'll do this tune One Step Down Below, which has nothing to do with the New Brunswick property laws. Well, yeah, I'm also dealing with some cold weather guitar issues, so you get it in.
Said show, shot, polyglot. Don't matter who you got in your back pocket bullpen. It took 150 songs just to grace the palm of a two-bit perdition man. Oh, and a horse is a horse, of course, of course. And Lizzie's the one at the back of the pack. You can call her to the tower, baby, shout a little louder. That's death riding on its back. Oh, that's death riding on its back. You got your mind made up and your head stretched back. Whoa, know what don't say. 24 carat ball, so late that Cadillac is on its way. Oh, got that Cadillac ball and chain, 22 carat handcuffs on. Bang, shot like pays in that Mohino haze. Just to pay that bond, feed that interest just to pay that bond. Walk and give it peace of mind. Hell, I don't know where to go. You're always one step behind, little girl, and I was one step. One step down. Step behind, little girl, I always want. said, sure shot, polyglot. Don't matter who you got in your back pocket bullpen. Took 150 songs just to grease the palms of a two-bit perdition man. Oh, and a horse is a horse, of course, of course, unless it's the one at the back of the pack. You can call up to the tower, baby, shout a little louder. That's death riding on its back. Oh, that's death riding on its back. Oh, just give me peace of mind. Hell, I don't know where to go. You're always one step behind, little girl. I always want to stay. It won't step down below.
Yeah. Everything's been good so far. It's my favorite song. Yeah, that was One Step Below. And I looked up here playing with Eric Ott. Ott, O-T-T, is opening for Sean Cromwell, who we're talking to now, Kahalen Morrison, who we'll be talking to shortly. And it is from 8 to 11, in whatever order it happens in, at the Red Door tonight, all strong musicians. So you get really varied influences here.
Yeah.
Really varied.
Well, yeah, I mean, I went to school, you know, to college, and I got a music degree. Pardon my tuning, by the way.
No, I like it.
You know, I was in jazz studies, so I listened to nothing but, you know, jazz for years, you know, and classical and stuff like that. And wasn't that great at playing it, but I, you know, was just incorporate a lot of those influences into what I do. So even though it's basically a singer-songwriter and kind of rootsy and folky, there's like a little undercurrent of, you know,
little Modesky Martin Wood and little funk and...
Yeah.
I can say it. It's just, I mean, AC/DC is on here too. I mean, this is like...
AC/DC rocks,
Los Lobos is on here. You're like, really? This is probably the most diverse list I've seen yet.
You know, I mean...
Terry's a big AC/DC.
It's just like there's good music and then there's music that's not as good.
Right.
So I don't care what it is.
Right. You know? There's good at everything. I mean, every genre has good music.
How anyone can write off an entire genre, I don't know.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense to you. Yeah, absolutely.
I'm saying that without thinking too hard. There might be something. you know, I mean, like, even polka. There's some cool polka. Stuff like that. You know, just...
Yeah.
What? Oh, Peruvian pan flute. Kahalen did come up with one. I think there's nothing good in that whole genre. No. I'm sure there's something.
Well, that's a challenge. If you're out there and a musician, you're looking for something with not a lot of competition.
You get all kinds of emails, angry emails. But I mean, I just kind of listen to everything, and, you know, I'm kind of, I have a voracious appetite listening to it, you know, so I should probably be a DJ. You know,
oh, musicians would make great DJs. We have a strong ear, and you know it's out there, and you can bring in a lot of stuff that we don't hear about necessarily outside the music.
Well, just every time I roll into one of these community radio stations, I look at the walls of CDs, and I'm like, God, man, look at all the stuff I haven't heard, you know, and you can spend your entire life and not come close to hearing everything that's been put out.
That's true.
So it's...
Yeah.
It's, yeah, that's just kind of that thing, you know, I listen and listen and listen until I find something that kind of... you know, speaks to me, and then I listen to it more, and, you know, and so it is regardless of influence, regardless of genre. Yeah. So,
yeah. You know. Yeah. That's great. Yeah. It blows us away. Like, I had never worked with community radio when I came here, and, it's the same concept. Like, all of the songs we have, you know, and it just blows you away how much music's out there. That's what it's like for me locally. Like, our local section's huge, and I do a blues show too, and, you know, there's a lot of local blues, and it's amazing, like, the amount of music produced. Like, it's maybe 23,000 people in Portsmouth, and all the different genres and bands coming out of this area, you know. Yeah. And it's funny too, like, people that, like, go way out of their way to get music from other areas, but that's fine too. I mean, of course you want to listen to great music from everywhere, but we just have a whole lot going on. It's like that everywhere, you know. I mean, there's just a lot of music being made, you know, and that's community radio, kind of try and link that so we get it out there, but it blows me away too.
Yeah, because it's getting easier and easier to record cheaply,
which is good.
You have, well, it's good in that, yeah, you have way more people able to document things, you know, but maybe then it's more to sift through for the higher quality stuff, but
right,
that's sort of the
That's true.
It's a beautiful thing.
Yeah. I just figure it's easier to throw something out that's bad than it is to, like, find somebody. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. So I think it's a good thing, but.
I didn't mean to get negative there.
Yeah. That was so negative. Now let's sing about death. No, I'm just joking. I think your songs about death are positive because this is kind of my view, but it's kind of like seeing it. Kind of, it's encouraging to live more fully in the moment when you're aware of that.
And you know, we're all gonna die, and you know, living not thinking about it or in fear of it is kind of bizarre in a way. To me, it's like you just have to sort of be aware of it, and you know, and then it kind of makes you go ahead with things a little different. It makes you look at life a little differently.
Absolutely.
Not that you have to, like, you know, think about it every moment of every day.
Right, no, yeah.
I think there are some sects, S-E-C-T-S,
right.
of Buddhists that kind of do
that focus on that.
Maybe more than
is
necessary. Well, who knows? But, you know, yeah, I mean, it's just a way of, you know, maintaining, like, a love of life or whatever.
Absolutely.
I feel really cheesy when I say things like that, but, you know, I mean,
no, it really is. It's an enlightening thing. I've lost both my parents at this point in my life, and I think, I mean, as terrible as it is to lose somebody you love, there's also a certain gift with it where it really, you kind of grasp life more when you're close to death, you know, when you're close to someone who...
Right.
So.
Exactly my point.
Exactly your point. I almost want to say to play Three Deaths now, but I don't want to throw you out. What do you feel like playing?
That.
All right.
Okay, yeah. Never know.
You never know what I'm going to say
next.
How
my voice is acting, so I okay. try this key.
It's acting good.
Thank you.
stars turn low. Pain in my heart has done. Will my hand help my hand? Now has its purpose for to even out that score. Man, I knew to be my world was of the world no more. And when it's killers, they did stop along the road to rest. I avenged my own man's death upon their throats and through their breast. But my shit, oh, they move on. And my life has shown me the burdens of men they will be. So Lord, show me. Oh, show me. Oh, show me where to lay them burdens. Lay them burdens down.
Those three deaths. That's a great song. I think that holds the record, though, for faking me out the most times. Like, kind of like, there's the ending. No, there's the ending. I mean, I was glad it didn't end.
But yeah, there's a lot of space.
It's, yeah, which is cool. It's very cool. Did we hear the murder ballad yet? I was just looking at
that,
it.
That was the murder ballad.
That was the murder ballad. Okay. Because, see, yeah. I just circled that
mean,
while you're playing
that
it.
I term loosely. It's just, uh-huh. You know, it's sort of a tune in which some people get murdered.
Okay. Yeah. You know. Hey. That sounds like a cool term. All right, I ask this to everybody. This is like my question. It just entertains me and keeps me happy. Right. What was your first favorite song as a toddler or small child that you can recall grooving to, or your parents told you?
I do know that actually, because as I was telling Kahalen, I've kind of started cataloging my musical history, or you know, the things that are of note, and I vividly recall my dad was a graphic designer, so he'd stick like pieces of paper and like pencils and magic markers for my sister and I to draw on to keep us occupied, and he'd play records, you know, and I vividly recall my favorite song, the one I just was like grooving to when I was like four, was You Shook Me All Night Long by AC/DC.
Nice.
And also I can't think of the name of the actual title, but it's the Stones tune, you know, I'm a burning bush. It's what's the name of that song? Yeah, anyway, a lot of Stones stuff my dad used to listen to, so
I like that Stones.
Was like kind of an important part of my musical upbringing.
Cool.
I'm So
cool.
Hot, I think is the name of that tune.
Okay.
Anyway.
Okay. Speaking of which, actually, if you want to take the headset off and take your hat off, you can, because I'm just thinking you might be sweating, but
oh,
I'm just thinking
right.
This room is always 100 degrees.
I also
right?
have a thermal okay. shirt on and a sweater.
Yeah. If you want to strip down, we won't take
but
it.
I'm comfortable. So.
Okay. All right. Coming from Canada, you probably need to heat up a little bit.
Yeah.
What do you feel like playing for us? Do you feel like playing?
Hey, do you mind playing maybe something off the album real quick? If that's cool,
I can do that. What do you want?
Yeah. Play. Why don't you play track three? This is another cover. The other cover off the album. If anyone who was listening earlier heard that Mississippi John Hurt tune, this was John Hardy. It's track three, I believe.
John Hardy was eating this with little man. He said, don't be stopping every day. Shadow man, hold on, West Virginia line. You're to see John Hardy getting away. Y'all see John Hardy getting away. Thank you.
out as far as a Keystone Bridge. Dad thought that he was free. Whoa, came a shell with that gun in his hand. He said, Johnny, you better come along with me. Oh, oh, Johnny, better come along with me.
John Hardy, and that is from Sean Conway's kind of, not I say old album because it's not that old, but his The Turning of Clocks, and he is here with us live in the studio, and his traveling companion. They're both great musicians. We're going to talk to them both this hour, and they're both playing together tonight at the Red Door. Not together, but separately at the same gig. But I'm told every now and then they do play kind of like a back and forth song, so they might play together a little. But Cahalen's here as well, Cahalen Morrison, and he found this article in one of our magazines, Acoustic Guitar, which is laying around the studio, and it's about the gentleman who made, it's like a big article featuring the guy who made the guitar, the exact guitar that that Sean's playing on right now, so that's kind of cool. And I think this, well, that's not a picture of your guitar that I'm like, it's a picture of your guitar that I'm looking at, I think. What kind of guitar are you playing?
It's like my guitar.
Yeah.
I've been to John's house. I've seen many of his guitars.
Oh, right.
And, That one looks so, that we'll just say that that's my guitar.
We'll just say that's your guitar. I don't want to take advantage of my radio audience. Like, no.
You're ethical.
Yeah. I'm ethical, and I look like Pam Anderson. No, I guess he's getting bigger. Like, you went to his house when he was just kind of starting out making guitars, and now he's becoming kind of bigger, or?
No, what happened, I'll tell you the whole story.
Tell me the whole story.
Last year, maybe about this time, no, maybe before that, maybe it was like the fall of 2008 kind of a thing, or maybe it was January of 2009, they have this NAMM show, it's like the North American Music Merchandisers whatever conference, and it's like everyone who makes any product related to the music industry shows up at this conference, and John was going to be there at a little symposium, like guitar symposium thing, of hand builders, you know, small micro builders, and I had found his guitars online at Dream Guitars, which is a pretty cool website, and saw his guitars. They looked really cool, so I wanted to hear what they sounded like. I noticed he was going to be down in, you know, Irvine by my house, and I went down there to play some guitars and gave him my CD, played a bunch of his guitars. He liked my music, I liked his guitars, so we became friends, and I bought a guitar from him. He gave me a good price, kind of a thing. You know,
yeah.
That's the nutshell version.
That's cool.
I felt it was going to go long there if I... So anyway, but... Yeah, and he makes really nice guitars, and you know, he doesn't make many, maybe like a couple a month or something like that. So, you know, yeah, and I guess apparently acoustic guitar caught up with him.
That's good.
Yeah,
that's
he's getting bigger. So yeah, definitely John Howe, HOW.
Good. It's kind of cool to know the guy who makes your instrument.
Oh yeah, yeah. I went and stayed at his house. He had a house concert for me. It was great.
Very cool. Very cool. Well, shout out to John Howe. If you're listening. Thanks. You made a great instrument. I guess we're trying to squeeze some songs in. It's coming up to the top of the hour here, and at 4 o'clock we're going to talk to Cahalen Morrison and hear some of his work. So we're going to try and squeeze in a whole bunch of songs. Do you mind playing like two songs kind of back to back?
Sure.
How about like let's hear Rise and Fall of It All, and let's hear Steepleneck?
Steeplejack.
Steeplejack.
Oh, I don't spell very well. So
no, you did. You did. I did.
Steepleneck, that's probably better. I'll change the name to Steepleneck.
All right. So much power.
Well, I wrote a long letter to like a kite on a tether, flew out over the heather and went chasing my tail. And I took all of them platitudes, yeah, strung them all together with baling wire and leather. And honey, it just don't look right, 'cause when the roads are real, yeah, they'll buck and they'll balk. I don't care for the blacktop in town. Well, 'cause my shocks are shot, and I wouldn't know it if not for the rise and the fall of it all. Well, I honed all my skills to impress fellas. Traversed deep sand hills and went searching for heaven, and found me a reverend just speaking in tongues. But when the road is right, yeah, they'll kick and they'll crawl. I don't care if the camber now sags. Well, 'cause my struts are shot, I wouldn't know it if not for the rise and the fall of it all.
Well, I've known you, my dear, and the sweet all together, depending on whether you were up or were down. But with you so near, and the sun way down nether, can't depend on the weather. Yeah, to blow you my way, 'cause when the roads are rough, yeah, you whine and you weep, but at least you'll be here by my side. 'Cause my suspension's all shot, and I wouldn't know it if not for the rise and the fall.
Okay, well, I have to retune for that one. I'm gonna do a tune here called Steeplejack. And for anyone who doesn't know what a steeplejack is, essentially just a guy who gets up on high things, i.e. steeples. E.g. steeples, I guess you should say. And fixes them. Open G tuning for those guitarophiles out there, son.
Boy on the rooftop, steeplejack, saw as the sky was unfurled.
Uncle Jack saw as the shine became shade. Made my match at a halfway house mixer and a 6 foot tenement maid. Found peace, adopted a ward of the state, little angel in a swaddling sack. Got saved on the day I died, reading scripture from an almanac. No, but I know there's something in me that wants to live on. 'Cause it took so long for me to carve out a place in this world, and I never did find out just how far I can, how far I can, how far I can fall.
Thank you.
That's excellent stuff. All right, I don't want to let you go, but that was Sean Cromwell. We're going to have to, we're going to move on because we've got to get Helen Morrison in the house as well. And both of them will be playing tonight at the Red Door. But we definitely want to thank Sean Cromwell for coming in and playing for us today. And we hope to hear more from you. Are you going to send us your new album when it comes out, please?
I will. Yes. All right. Thanks for listening, everybody out there. And thanks for having me.
Okay.
Kim and Terry.
Yeah. Are you going to hang out during Helen's interview?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Cahalan's awesome, so stick around.
Definitely stick around. We hear some stuff from Cahalan and his old-timey, newfangled album and maybe some newer stuff as well. So it is 1 minute to four. It is 3:59 p.m., and you're listening to WSCA LP Portsmouth, 106.1 FM, Portsmouth Community Radio. And let me tell you what you can expect out there. Tonight, today, which is mostly past, is mostly sunny with a high of 30. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low down, way down to 13 degrees. Tuesday, partly sunny, high is 29. Tuesday night, 30% chance of snow, low is down to 18 degrees. Wednesday, still a 30% chance of snow, but the high is up to 31. Wednesday night, 20% chance of snow, low back down to 18. Thursday is being predicted as a